into the Spirit and then step out and stand in situations you have never been in before, and then pray. And then start to do it. When I pray also, there's things I've learned over time. For example, just a story here. In the beginning, when I started this, it was out on the street. It was out on the street, people got healed. A lot of people got healed. Every time I went into the church, no one got healed. Then I went out on the street, people got healed. Then I went into the church, no one got healed. And I start to think, okay, maybe is it because they get it by grace and you have to do something special? And I start to build ideas up because of my experience. Then one day I was out on the street and I prayed for somebody who got healed, and I found out that person was a born-again believer. What? Are you a born-again believer? And you actually got healed? Whoa. Christian can get healed. And then I went in, and then I noticed something. When I'm out on the street, I'm a little more bold. Be healed right now. Pain, go right now. Pain, go right now. Move, move. Pain, go right now. Yes. Inside the church. Oh, thank God for your grace and your love and your mercy and your faithfulness. You are. And there I prayed nice, fine, long prayers, because if I prayed short, the Christian would look at me, already finished? Like, what is that? And I became different. And there was a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety. And you get afraid. So outside, so I started to train myself to not think too much. So when I was in the church, I started to imagine. There was time I actually closed my eyes. Imagine I'm out on the street now. Hey! And I just did like I did out on the street, and I saw people get healed. And I noticed that the difference between us and Jesus is that Jesus, he's not intimidated by the size of sickness. We are. He's not intimidated by people, but we are. And we have to be careful there. I remember, like, in church, I've, like, had some time. Oh, I believe you'll get healed. Can I pray for you? Yes. What is wrong with you? Oh, this and this and this and this. But I want you to know, Torben, I'm a pastor. Okay. I've been praying for hundreds of times, okay. And there pray for me, and there pray for me, and there pray for me, and never anything ever, never happened to me. Okay, now you can pray. Like, it was better you never said anything. And we have to be careful. I've used that a lot in Denmark. I had a couple coming from Holland, and they don't speak Danish. And we are out on the street to kickstart somebody. I say, come with me, I'm going to show you how to pray for somebody. And we stopped a girl out on the street and said, hey, what is wrong with you? And she said, I probably in the back. And I, okay, you're going to pray here. And she said, yeah, I've actually been in a car accident. And there's a bone here that is broken. And the bone is sticking out of the back. And they're not being able to fix the bone and put it in. And she told a long story about the bone sticking up in the back and forth and out. Operation back and forth, and she told and told and told, and I'm just okay. I just need to translate to my friend. Okay, pain in the back. That was my translation. Pain in the back. So my friend there, okay, put the hand on and prayed, and she jumped up. She was healed, and the bone was gone in the back. And she was so excited, and she would jump around and told my friend what happened. Said, oh, I'm so happy you did not tell me all of that. So I would say, keep it simple. You're not the doctor. Jesus is the doctor. You don't need to know everything. You just need to take a step in faith and do something crazy. And I really recognize this, that it is really that childlike faith. And we think we need more knowledge, but the problem is that we have too many bad experiences. And we need to try to work with ourselves and get that out. And like, okay, don't think of that. Just simple faith. Be like a child. The strongest miracles I have experienced have been newborn believers. Let me tell a crazy, funny story from Denmark. And then we start to pray for him here. Back in Denmark, when I started this some years ago, Lebo Akacio, he's the one who did our movie. Some of you have seen the movie. A week before, I met a guy called Mohammed, and he got born again. I baptized Mohammed. Yeah, he was a Muslim, baptized in water, Holy Spirit. And I took Mohammed out on a streak to kickstart him the same day. This is what we do. When people get born again, receive the Holy Spirit, take them out on the streak the same day, if you can. Say, come with me. So we went out in a mall, and we are out there in a mall and say, okay, Mohammed, I'm going to show you how to do it. And I looked around and like, okay, where do you start? And I saw there was a bakery, and there was a girl, woman inside the bakery. I'm like, I need to talk to her. You felt drawn. Like, I need to talk to her. I said, hey, excuse me, hi. We out here talking with people about God. Do you have any sickness? No. Okay, we out here with Mohammed. He just got baptized. We go in here and tell him about people and tell him about God and so on and praying for people. I'm sure you don't have anything to pray for. No, I don't have anything. Okay, and we talked a little more and okay, but you don't want prayer? No, I don't want. Okay, have a good day. We went out and me and Mohammed, we continued and I prayed for somebody who got healed and Mohammed prayed for somebody. And then we came back to the same place again and suddenly I got a word of knowledge. It was just like a word, an impression. And like, there. I said to Mohammed, somebody is going to get healed right there, right now. Who is it? And Mohammed was also looking. I don't know what he was looking for. Who is it? And we are looking. Who is Mohammed? Is the girl in the bakery? So I went in again. I just asked her 3 times. No, I actually have been in one more time and came out and went in again 5 times. Hey, do you have pain there? Who told you that? And then she got healed. That was Mohammed's first day with Christ. The week after I met Lebo Acacio, the guy who did our movie, I shared the gospel. No, the week after I met Lebo Acacio, I met him Friday when I met Mohammed again. I went back and Lebo was there. And Mohammed said, pray for Lebo, pray for Lebo. He won Jesus and lay hands and pray for him and nothing happened. And said to Lebo, I did not know Lebo at that time. He's our son now. Somehow. I said to Lebo, I need to sit down with you and share the gospel with you. But I don't have time for that right now. I actually need to go to a hospital to pray for somebody. Because that night, somebody had called me from a hospital who was from Fair Island, who was in a hospital in Denmark, and they wanted prayer. A woman had a wound that could not heal. And she had been prayed for many times and nothing, I don't know. So she had been in a hospital many months and the wound did not heal. So I said to Mohammed, come with me, and you, Lebo, come with me. So I went with them to the hospital. I stepped in. I got a word of knowledge. The husband, he had pain in the back. I said to Mohammed, now you do what I did. You saw yesterday, and you pray for him, and he got healed. Then I prayed for the woman, for the womb. And when I prayed for her, suddenly she started to pray in tongues. And I was like, I did not pray for that. And she was just praying in tongues, and I looked at her, I'm like, and she was praying, then she looked at me, shilabada, and said, you pray in tongues? Shilabada, da, 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 da. Have you done that before? Shilabada, gesel, no, shilabada, da, da, da. Okay. But it's good, just continue, okay, shilabada, da. She was a Baptist, but the Holy Spirit came. And I prayed for her, and then we went. Next morning, she sent a text message. I am healed. The wound is healed, it's dried out. I'm going home today. And it was amazing testimony. And that next day, I sat down with Lebo. I shared the gospel with him again. And this time I prayed, the Holy Spirit did not stop. He got filled with the Holy Spirit. He got baptized. He received the whole package. And Lebo is my son. Like, we had done 2 movies together. We had traveled all over the world. And I married him later. And he's with Sharon. Long story, he got baptized, born again, all through us and this. So Lebo, I got a son that day. What was crazy is, you listen here. 2 weeks later, Mohammed called me. And he said, hey, I need to ask you something, Torben. Yes, what? Me and Lebo, we went to the hospital today to pray for somebody with cancer. And said, what did you do? Yeah, we went to the hospital to pray for somebody with cancer. And we heard somebody was sick and dying. And now they called me for the hospital. No, he called me from the hospital. And said he have a question. He's hearing voices now. He heard a voice say, first day of healing, what do that mean? I don't know what it means. But you just go, who's that? No, it's just somebody we heard who was dying of cancer. So we went in to pray for him. What did you do? And then it hit me. first time we were together, Lebo, and second time we were together, they were with me at the hospital to pray for sick people. I forget to tell them something that day I went to the hospital, that is not what I normally do. I forgot to tell them it was actually the first time I've ever done it. I've never been on a hospital praying for somebody before, but I forgot to tell them. So they did not know anything else. They thought that is the normal life. Next day he called me again. Hey, the guy for hospital, he called me again. He heard a voice again. It says, second day of healing. What do that mean? I said, I have no idea. Third day he called him again and said, healing complete. And he was healed from cancer and he left. Wow. I've never experienced that myself. Try to imagine that. We think we need all the knowledge and more books and more of everything. And we are not holy enough, we are not perfect enough, we are not good enough, and we cannot do it. Here we have two born again believers who is less holy than we are in perfection, in knowledge, in experience. But they just didn't know anything else. They're just like children. Okay, what is a Christian? You repent, you get baptized, you get born again, you go to hospital and you empty it up. So let's go and do the same. And this is what we need. We need to simplify it. We need to not complicate it. We need to be like children. We need to try to get away all those things and just Jesus, 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 just you. And then when we don't succeed or when we don't see breakthrough, just put it over your mind and take the good experience and use the good experience to, yes, it's fine. I just continue. I just keep going. I keep running with it. And then get some experience. And then be led by the Holy Spirit. If you see something, if you feel something, then go for it. And that was my experience in the beginning. In the beginning, it was like some sickness, some sickness, some sickness. And then sometimes, like, God led me to the next level. I remember I was in Silkeborg, Denmark, and I saw a woman walk with crosses. And I thought, she's going to heal. I was excited, she's going to heal. I've seen many people with foot twisted who got healed. And I'm like, yes, she's getting healed. And then she disappeared. Later, I saw her again. She's getting healed. And she disappeared again. And later, I stood suddenly beside her. And I like, I knew it's now. So like, okay, can I pray for you? Yes, you are paining your foot? Yes, can I pray for you? Yes. And then she told how her foot had been totally crossed through a car accident. And the bones is sticking up. And she have a bone under the foot that cannot be there. And she just told of all the bones. But in this moment, it was just those moments where you're like, it don't matter what you say, because I believe God led me here. And she got completely healed, and she stood like this and could walk on the foot. So it's like my, this is my journey. You have your own journey. Maybe some of you start with cancer, 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 and you got healed by cancer, and you're like, who have cancer? Like, and some of you are afraid of something. There is, I don't want to say what, but there's some sickness I haven't seen anyone get healed by almost. And then there's order. I'm like, hallelujah. I don't want to say what it is. Because you think, oh, Tom, he's like, no, come on. You need to train your faith muscle. And you need to take steps in faith. I want to pray for people here. Can you? We record it. We will not use it unless you allow us to. And we just, always good to have testimonies if it is. I want to do a practical here. And I want to show you how we can pray for people. And I need some people here who have pain in your body right now, physical pain. Okay, can you come up? Can you come up? You come up. Who, anyone here love Jesus but need the Holy Spirit? Who more? Anyone strong with anxiety or depression or fear? No one? Just come up, all of you, point it. Anyone? Who needs freedom? Deliverance, have something? Can I pray? Yeah. Have you prayed for people before we got healed? You have? Okay. Have you prayed for people before who have got healed? No? Okay. Can you stand or that? Okay, come. And you? Okay. So let's say like this. This is out on the street. Do you speak in tongues?
Yes.
Okay. You love Jesus? Beautiful. So let's imagine here, but you never pray for somebody who got healed. Have you prayed for others? No, you have. Who had not prayed for anyone who have got healed? Have you prayed for others who have got healed? Who have never prayed for anyone who have got healed? You have not yet. Come with me. You're with me here. No, I will pray for you first. Okay. Come here. You stay on this side. So again, imagine we are out on the street. So again, what you can do, sometimes you feel the Holy Spirit leads you to a person. When I go out on the street, I just go around, and sometimes I feel led to the person. That is one way to do it. Another way to do it, can you hold it like this? Another way, start and stop again. Another way to do it is just ask. And that had been an icebreaker for me. Very often when I don't know how to start a conversation, I say, hey, excuse me, can I ask you something? Funny question. Do you have any pain in your body? So people will say, yes, why, or no, why? They ask me why. Oh, it's because I'm Christian. You believe in God? So this is an icebreaker. I use that. Excuse me, do you have any pain in your body? This is like an icebreaker to start to pray for people. You can use that if you want. So do you have any pain in your body?
Yes.
Okay, where?
In my neck and my head.
Okay, how long time I had that?
As long as I can remember.
Okay, your whole life?
Oh, probably, yes.
Okay. What happened? Do you know what it is?
It's what is called kronisk spänning, hodepine.
Okay, and you have it now also?
Yes.
Always. So it can be physical, it can also be spiritual. What I do, I start to pray often. Can you see? You're welcome to stand up if you cannot see something, or maybe go a little too tight. So what I do, keep your eyes open and just pray, and always I look at the face. Yeah. So I just pray, and you have it now. Okay, I speak freedom right now in the name of Jesus. I command all pain to go. All pain go right now in the name of Jesus. So you pray and then say, try to test it. How is it now? Try to move. How is the head now? The same. What do we then do? Very often we pray one time and then nothing happens. I would say most, 80% of everyone I have seen get healed, I need to pray for more than one time. So if you only pray one time and nothing happens, stop there, you will lose so many things. So I will pray again, I will pray again, I will pray again. Because look at this, it's like faith. Maybe I don't have faith to move the mountain, but I have faith to take a little of the stone every time. And if I keep doing that, in the end there's no mountain left. Can I pray again? I speak freedom right now, all pain go right now, in the name of Jesus. Try again. How is it the same? Yeah, I expect that. But let's pray here. Let's pray for freedom. Just close your eyes. And let go of all stress and anxiety. So pray after me and say, Jesus. Out now. 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 so again, you know, first time I prayed, right away I just felt there was something. And you know, how do you... Yeah. I think you just need to go for it. You just need to get experience. You just need to keep going, keep going. And then you're like, and second time I prayed, I felt even more, and I could see something in her face. I'm like, okay, now we are going to pray. Something is happening. Something is breaking. So this is what we just need to keep doing.
The stiffness in my neck is almost gone.
Almost gone. Just a little. Do you feel something's moving?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, sit a little down, relax, and sit and move, and I'll come back to you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So we follow up here. Can you come here? So again, let me know. Just sit there and just take a few minutes. So again, we see what happened. We keep our eyes open. We just go close. And then, hi, excuse me. Hey, we out here on the street talking with people about God. Hey, do you have any pain?
Yes.
Oh, sorry for that. No. No. Just relax and then so on. So are you from here?
This yeah. Street?
Okay. Back in. Okay. What is wrong with you?
Where do you want me to start?
Just a few words.
Few words, okay. Rheumatism, yeah. My hands, yeah. Feet, yeah. Back pain, yeah. Pinch,
yeah.
Nerve pinch.
And you have pain now?
I have pain now.
Always.
It's because I'm like always this. Like yeah, God corrected it, but it's yeah. Okay, and then I have played football, so I have an injury in my knee.
Okay. You love Jesus.
Yes.
So again, what we do, there's many things. Just place your hands, but now it's like all over the body. So the reason I take people by the hand sometimes is just, when I pray for freedom, I sometimes do like this. Not because you need to do, but I especially do it in meetings because sometimes people are so tight because it's not easy to stand in front of everyone. And then I can feel just relaxed. And it's a way for me to just feel the relaxed. And it's just a way to also keep them forward. I still have a little control with them. So it's just a way to do it. But where is the pain? Where do you have pain? One place right now. Okay. Can you try to keep your eyes open? Just put your hand on the back. And what we pray, don't close your eyes. You pray short and say, I command all pain to go right now. Let me pray here. Let's pray together. Close your eyes. We pray often and say, God. command is going to leave her. Out. Go right now. Out now. Come out right now, in the name of Jesus. Command is going to leave her. So again, it's just pray. Sometimes it's physical, and sometimes you just feel you're stepping into a wall. And then you just keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And you know, it's not only in church. I remember I was in Paris outside the Eiffel Tower, pray for people, and people fell down. Like even it's there. Last Sunday in jail, you can read my book there. I was doing a meeting in my pot, pray for a guy, and he fell down. And then you cast out a demon, and you don't have only have a few seconds, because then the security is coming. So I said, come out in the name of Jesus, come out. And I heard over the loudspeaker, why is he laying on the floor, B6? Why is he laying on the floor? Come out in the name of Jesus. And then two officers came running in, and he had just stood up. Who was on the floor? Who was on the floor? What happened? And I was still sitting on the floor. This guy, he just gets set free. Are you okay? Yes? And look to me. Okay, as long as no one got hurt and then left again. So but we are called to do it. It's for all of us and also there. And sometimes it's a fight. Sometimes take time. Just keep fighting, keep working with her. Like when we prayed for her the other day, it took like 20 minutes there. But other times you just fast, but God is in control. He knows what he's doing. And here I feel there's more that needs to take place. Physical pain? Physical pain? Okay. Come here. Just keep praying. Says, where is your physical pain?
In my knee. I have inflammation.
Okay. Yep. Can you help here? There's a physical pain now. Yeah. Just put your hand on the knee and short in the name of Jesus, be healed right now, and then you check it. And try to check it. Pray again. Just pray a few times. I don't know. No, keep praying. Just keep praying, not so loud. And while you pray, I will share. Listen here. A funny story. In Denmark, the way I started praying was this, because I'm a nice guy. I was like, oh God, I thank you because you heal them so they will know that you are real and you love them in the name of Jesus. Amen. That was what I prayed. And God still healed them. God, I thank you for healing them. You know you're real and so on. You love them. And then somebody rebuked me and said, Torben, it's the wrong way to pray. You just command in the name of Jesus. And I got provoked and said, yeah, but how many have you prayed for who got healed? But then I thought, of course he's right. So I start to change. So, in the name of Jesus, be healed right now. Be healed right now. In the name of Jesus, be healed and nothing happened. And, oh, God, thank you because you loved them. Then they got healed. Because I was used to doing it that way. And I had faith that when I did it like this, it would happen. But later, I changed again. Because the good thing is that sometimes we pray many times. And if you pray a long prayer, God, thank you, creator of universe, heaven and earth, and this, and Jesus on the cross. I pray. If you pray a long prayer and then not get healed, and you say, can I pray again? They'll say, sorry, I don't have time. So that's why I pray short. In the name of Jesus, be healed right now. Check it. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. And you know, a story, I want to tell one more story from Denmark. When we had the first pioneer school, physical school, there came a woman up to us. She had a cow, you know, a big cow? Moo, a cow. A cow had trampled on her. And she had fallen down the stairs and broken her hand. And she came up. And I was doing a teaching. I'm like, you come up here, you have a problem in your broken hand. And I prayed for the hand, and she got healed, and she could took that off. But I've seen that many times before. But I was afraid of the cow thing. Her hip was completely destroyed. She couldn't bend down. And then I was a little like, okay, guys, students, now you saw how I prayed for the hands. He got healed. Now you pray for the wrist. And she said, no, Tom, you do. I said, no, you do. No, Tom, you do. No, I said, you can just pray. No, Tom, you. And I prayed and nothing happened and nothing happened. And I said to the student, you just keep praying. And they keep praying. And I prayed for other people. After like half hour, I went back. How is it now? It's the same. And they just keep praying. She couldn't feel her toes. After 45 minutes, I think, now I need to stop it. So I say, okay, how are you now? I can feel my toes. What? Keep praying, keep praying. After 50 minutes, she was completely healed. She could bend down and up, and she could do everything. And I found out, whoa. Maybe they did not have so much faith for their life, or maybe they have, or maybe they just keep going. So again, just keep going, keep fighting with people, and so on. How is it here? Come on, give fighting here. So again, and I think just keep it simple. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been checked your legs? Have you checked your legs?
No.
Okay. Let's do that. Can you sit down here? Normally I don't. The things with the leg, I don't do that so often. Put on YouTube because there's so many videos where people think it's false. Have you seen that? Okay. Can you hold this? Just sit back. So this is a way when they have problem. Let's sit here, just like. If you have problem in the back, sometimes you can see it in the legs. Here, they're not the same length. It's not because the leg is not the same length, but your back is not straight. And because your back is not straight, yeah, you can see it there. But then when your back is straightened up, you can see it in the leg. So I pray right now, back be healed right now, and then you can see here, look here, freedom, freedom, freedom. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Freedom in the name of Jesus. I speak life. I speak healing to the back in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for healing his back right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Last thing, go in the name of Jesus. And now they are even. Try to stand. I'll try to walk here. I can feel different. What is the back now? The same or different?
It's more different.
Different. Last thing, go. Completely freedom in the name of Jesus.
Ooh la la. Yeah. Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
God, I thank you for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Try to move it. So again, let's just be real and honest. Is it the same? We want to pray a little more. Can we, where is Bernard? Can we do the song? I want us to have a prayer time. I want to lay hands on people tonight. If you are here, if you want to lay your hands on, no matter, if you think maybe you have something, you need freedom, deliverance, there's things you are fighting with, I will lay hands on you. I just want to pray for people. So can we do this, and then you go out and lay hands on other people? Can we remove the chairs here? So let's, and our team, can you come up with me? Our Lukten School, come up here and help me to pray for people. And then we want to take a little time to just pray. And I want some of you, if you are strong with things, so you need freedom, if you just want the Holy Spirit to... If you want the Holy Spirit to touch you or something, come up here in the front. And then when you come up here, just maybe shout what it is. I say physical pain, or I need the Holy Spirit to fill me, or I feel I'm maybe strong with things. I need deliverance. I need freedom. Then I will lay hands on you first, and then our team will keep praying for you. And then I want to say, guys, remember, this weekend we don't have outreach at 12 only, we have a Kickstart weekend. So can you put on Kickstart weekend is on the just over. So remember this. Okay. God, we thank you for this night. Thank you for what you're doing. Help us to be obedient, God. Help us to be obedient toward your call. Jesus, you have called us to go out and preach the gospel, but also to heal the sick. You have called us to cast out demons. And we pray that you this week, God, will give us opportunities, God, where we will not fear, but we will walk in faith. God, that we will lay our hands on the sick, God, and we will see things we have never done before. God, come with your Holy Spirit, with your freedom. In the name of Jesus, I want to encourage everyone, make a decision that this week you're going to do something you haven't done before. Lay hands on sick. Ask somebody, can I pray for you? Pray one time, pray two times, pray three times. And let's take a little time prayer. If you want prayer, lift up your hand and...
In the name of Jesus, come out in the name of Jesus, come out in the name of Jesus, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus.